This is Casey with customer service. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Casey. First of all, I'm trying to find out what company this is. I'm seeing some charges on a debit card that I don't recognize.
Give me just a second, sir. My computer is running slow, so it is taking a sweet time loading onto the screen. So please just bear with me. When it does load, to make sure we do have an account with you, I am going to need you to give me your first and last name.
Okay. So what's the name of your company?
I'm a third-party call center, sir. I deal over 100 online vendors as clients.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sir, can I please get that last name?
Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R.
And that first name?
It should be under my mother, Janet, J-A-N-E-T.
Okay, sir, could you please verify your mother's address?
707 39th Street Southwest, Canton, Ohio, 44706.
That's not the one this one has.
You showing a P.O. box?
Yes.
Get that address. What other identification do you need that I can pull it up?
I mean, just the P.O. box number.
Hold on. Could I give you the last 4 digits of the debit card or something?
No, sir.
I'm trying to find the PO box number. I mean, for crying out loud, you don't have any other way of identifying this other than the PO box.
We do first and last name. Then to make sure that we are in the correct account, we get the customer to verify their address for us.
Okay, hold on a sec.
Okay, sir, I have a question. Why are you calling instead of your mother?
Because my mother is medically incapacitated. I'm her power of attorney, and so I manage her account.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. P.O. Box 21006, zip code 44701.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what this 6732 is.
Okay, give me just a second. Okay, sir, what the $67.32 is your mother probably originally thought back in November.
Go ahead. Okay.
That she was going to pay shipping and handling $5.74 and receive one of those Ninja cookware sets. That's like a $500-$600 set. That's not the case.
Okay.
What it was is she paid $5.74 for 20 entries into a sweepstakes at one time to have her name put in there 20 times to win the Ninja cookware set. Per the terms and conditions, if you do not cancel within 48 to 72 hours and you do not win off of that initial $5 charge, they're then going to charge you $67.32. What that does versus the $5 is instead of getting 20 entries at once, you go from 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 500 if you do not win the cookware set at that point, and they have it the contest again for the same cookware set and you have not canceled. They again charge you $67.32, and then you go from 1 in 500 to 1 in 100, and basically so on and so on until you either cancel or you win.
Okay.
And that's what that is.
How do we cancel this?
Okay, so I've already canceled everything. While I was explaining to you, we don't send out cancellation emails or text messages. So do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do. Go ahead.
It's going to be Sears and Charlie, 263.
You said 263?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
530-869. Again, that's Sears and Charlie. 263-530-869.
All right. That's what I needed.
All right. Sir, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope. That'll be it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Goodbye.